Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello and welcome to Those Forking Fangirls, where we talk all things nerdy book, TV, movie, pop culture, fandoms, and how they integrate into our adult lives. I'm Christine.
And I'm Natasha.
And today we're joined with special guest.
Hello. Hi, friends. This was super impromptu. I found out I was going to be on 30 seconds ago, but it'll be fun.
Hello. Hi, friends. Missed you.
Our social media manager is here today.
The only reason is because Christine was like sending me this link and it just kept going to me being on the podcast. And we're like, well, let's just do it, I guess.
Just join us.
Yeah. All right. So today we are discussing reboots and sequels and the ones we could have done without, the ones we're looking forward to, our favorite ones, our controversial favorite ones. Chloe, since you haven't looked at the doc probably because you just joined us.
I'm just going to be so good with improv. You have no idea.
Yeah, you can feel free to scroll down and like add some if you any come to mind.
Feel free to read it.
Yourself.
Yeah.
But before we get to our main topic today, of course, we're going to go into Snap, Crackle, Pop Culture news. And the first thing I have on the docket today, this was such a surprise to see pop up in my feed. Uglies movie is finally happening. And there's a trailer.
God.
And it comes out in November on Netflix.
November?
Yeah, what?
That is insane.
It's insane. I heard nothing about it, and then all of a sudden, it's coming in, like, a month?
Wait, I hadn't even heard about it until just
really?
Now.
Really? The trailer's been all over my different feeds now.
I haven't watched
now.
The trailer yet.
I watched the trailer. My God. It's really weird seeing Uglies IRL. One, because Uglies has been happening in our society over the last, like, 10 years, like, very much.
Oh, you...
What?
Not me being the daughter of a plastic surgeon. And having had plastic surgery myself. Oh, yeah, 100%. Also, I've noticed recently, like, as just, like, a quick little side thing, most villains now in books and in movies and in TV shows have very distinct plastic surgery. Like, it's a trend now that, like, the baddies.
Can you give us an example in
like
your head?
Had work done. Sure, I'm reading a book right now called Ministry of Time, and all of the villains have plastic surgery, and it's never like talked about, but it's the idea that they're like pulled and that they're vain. I think that that's really common now. The Weeknd has a bunch of music videos that like reflect on this theme as well, and I think in pop culture like we are starting to like really villainize plastic surgery at the same time we're normalizing it.
Yeah, well,
so it's this like really weird juxtaposition.
Yeah, there's this extreme end of the spectrum, I think, that's starting to become villainized. It's weird because of that, but also because it's a complete like dystopian universe. So things look, there's a lot of CGI happening, and I don't know what that means for like the overall look of the film in the pretty world. You know, I don't want it to be like Insurgent, which hurt my soul.
Yeah. I'm not so, well, I feel like the CGI is so good now that hopefully Netflix like has put enough money into it.
It is so good, but then again, if they don't have budget or
if they don't have the
time
budget.
To devote to making the CGI better, like it's just not going to be good.
Netflix like is doing this thing where they like spring shit on us
all
now.
The time. Like, that's their new thing.
Like, yeah, they try to be.
It's their new thing because they were trying to like prolong marketing, and now they're trying to have it so quick that you get like so excited, and you're like, oh my god, it's happening. And the other thing is they just did a Hunger Games prequel and Hunger Games is like coming to the forefront again. So I wonder if they had uglies in their back pocket and they were like, okay, like we're doing dystopian again. It's happening. Like, let's.
Yeah, I mean, maybe because they are waiting for the right moment to drop it. Maybe they've had it. Yeah, that's interesting, actually.
I mean,
because
maybe like
everything comes back around. Yeah, the strike,
oh,
too.
The strike.
But
true.
Uglies is so old. It's so like, old. It was hot in 2010. Like,
I have a distinct memory of reading this in my seventh grade English class. In the back of the class, because we were talking about like Grapes of Wrath or something I didn't want to read, and I was reading Uglies. That's like, that was, and I'm now a whole ass adult and I've graduated college. Like, that is crazy.
Yeah, I read it
in college, but like it was already read, like people had already read it. I was just reading it after all three had already come out, so
Yeah, I never read it. Everyone else around me read it, but I was like, eh, it doesn't really interest me.
I think I only read the first one because it wasn't like, I wasn't dying to read.
I was tortured reading the second one, so it was a good choice.
Wasn't that like she was coming out of the like bubble? The covers were so distinctive.
This is what happened. Because
she was like trapped.
Yeah.
And then she comes out of
it. Well, she's in Pretty Land about to get like her surgery, yeah. But she escapes because she finds out there's these... like this rebellious group that's not getting the surgery, and she learns that the surgery also like alters your brain, so that spoilers for Uglies.
Spoilers.
It alters your brain so that you never rebel against the government. You just like, you're kind of a sheep. You do whatever they say. It makes you more agreeable. But we go through the whole first book and we're like, oh, we're not going to get pretty because it's bad and the government's controlling her. And then she gets pretty. She has to do the surgery by the end of it. And then she gets her mind back, I think, at the end of the second one. And then she has to be turned into a special, which is one that they alter into, like, a law-abiding, crazy military person to, like, catch the bad people. Hmm. So she becomes, like,
did
the villain or something.
Did this come out before Divergent or after?
Before.
Because it, like, fully... Oh, okay. I wonder
if... I never read. I could not finish specials.
Some of their stuff from...
Wait, Joey King's in this?
Yeah, she plays the lead girl.
Oh.
Okay, that makes me think that it was actually made more recently, just because I feel like she's hot.
I don't know. She's been hot for a long
time.
She's
been popping off for like, really? Yeah. Because she just made that movie with Zac Efron and Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, but the kissing booth and stuff was a while ago.
Yeah, that's true. That was with Netflix, too. I wonder if it was around the same time.
I feel like it might have been around that time. And The Act. So... she's had a lot of stuff in the last, like, 7 years. All right, let's move on. Uglies is coming out in November. Crazy times. Next. Natasha, give us something on your list. You got a lot over here.
Okay, well, I just went to D23, and they announced a ton of crap, okay? I think the thing I'm most excited for is Disney Broadway and The Greatest Showman coming to the stage.
Yes! So good. Are you kidding me? I was not ready or prepared for this. I thought for some reason they were going to announce Tangled because that has been in the rumor mill forever.
I thought there were so many things I thought they were going to announce and they didn't even touch upon. Yeah.
The Greatest Showman is going to be incredible though. Yeah. And it's not going to be, I know this is going to sound crazy for a lot of people. It's not going to be as hard of them to adapt as Frozen was. Or as Aladdin
was. Of
course not.
It's real
people.
It's
more traditional. Yeah. It's a more traditional musical. So I actually think that they were like, how do we put a musical on Broadway right now that is going to cut some costs?
I love that the songs and stuff in that movie, too. So I'm just so excited.
Well, you added it to an Instagram post recently, and I was like, what?
I was obsessed with that music when it came out. I want to rewatch that. I haven't rewatched it since it Deadpool Wolverine.
And they also are bringing Frozen to Disney Plus next year. So if you didn't get to watch it on Broadway, then you'll be able to watch it on Disney Plus.
I'm so excited for this too. I think more Broadway shows need
I think
to do
so too
because it's so inaccessible to watch Broadway shows that I mean it would bring it to so many more people and so many more people would like be able to love and enjoy it.
And like when I've rewatched Hamilton now like 3 times and it's just so fun.
Oh my god, absolutely. Yeah.
I'll do our today and Taylor Swift news. We haven't talked since the Vienna shows in Austria were canceled for a terrorist attack.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like,
that was so scary and horrible for everyone involved. Like all the fans who worked so hard to get the tickets didn't get to go. And Taylor now has this like hanging over her head forever that the a terrorist group was trying
but
to kill people at her show.
How wonderful, though, is it that we did know
yes.
in advance?
No.
And that we were able to cancel yes. the shows. Like, that didn't happen for Ariana Grande.
Yes.
It didn't happen for Jason Aldean. Like, there are so yes. many artists that had horrible things yeah. happen to them. And, like, at least we knew before, at least this horrible yes. thing didn't happen. Obviously, the world is so scary right now, and terrorist attacks are becoming what feels like more and more common. But I'm just grateful that she was able to cancel the shows and that we were able to.
So glad that they found out ahead of time. It's just so sad. And then
it's so sad.
All of the
and all the people that flew there.
Yeah. Like, and did you see all the TikToks of everyone just they were out in the square the night of the concert and they were singing together all of the songs from the set list?
No,
and
that's so
all
cute.
These like hover shots of like thousands of people in the square and they're all singing together, like you can hear it. So they're all on the same, you know, like wavelength with their voices, and it's beautiful.
That's so
I was just
cute.
Sitting there crying watching all of the different songs. Also in Taylor Swift news, okay, Kanye West released his new album, but he
Boo.
Broke his streak of 11
Boo.
Consecutive number one albums on the Billboard 200 because
Good.
It debuted at number two behind Taylor Swift's Tortured Poets Department.
Me and my homies fucking hate Kanye West, bro.
I don't know who doesn't hate Kanye West. He's a fucking asshole.
No. Like, obviously some of his early music is good. I'm not gonna, like, take that away. But he's such an asshole and he hates Jewish people. Like, he's just so anti-Semitic.
He's straight up just, like, anti-Semitic
yeah,
as fuck.
Yeah, crazy.
I like, literally, the fact that he put out a new album baffled me. I was just like...
I didn't hear about it at all. Shows where I am on the internet, though.
I only heard about it because Taylor Swift broke his streak of being number one.
Yeah. The amount of karma. Hello.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Karma is your boyfriend.
Yeah, Metal said that. I love Metal. Hell yeah. Welcome to the chat, Metal. Has Metal been here before?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love your name. Yeah, karma is her boyfriend indeed is so true.
All right. The last thing in today in Taylor Swift news, Travis Kelce is hosting a show called Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity on Prime that's coming out in like October.
The way they got the most himbo of himbos to host this is so funny to me. They're like, we need to get the celebrity that you're questioning whether or not they
are.
Oh
my
God.
like the hot football player right now.
The hot football player that has had at least 5 or 6 yeah. concussions. Like, he's the host. Okay.
Yep. Should be interesting. I mean, I'm assuming he filmed this, I don't know, actually, while he was dating Taylor Swift. Probably.
I do have some beef with Travis Kelce.
Why?
Right now. Okay, I'm going to put it out there. Taylor has posted Travis at this point twice or three times. Taylor still hasn't been posted on Travis's Instagram.
Really? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Even when he won
I'm
the Super Bowl?
Positive.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I don't follow him on Instagram, so I wouldn't know.
So, Killa Trav, when's the hard launch?
I feel like he hard launched her through the games.
Oh, no. He for sure talks about her all the time.
Oh, yeah. And on the podcast.
But like,
yeah, he talks about her
all
the time.
Oh, no. He talks about her constantly and everyone knows. And it's very cute. And like, I don't actually have real beef with him. But like, why didn't he post the selfie with the like Prince of England?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. I'm waiting for their collab post. I feel it.
Maybe when they get engaged. Natasha, what else do you have for us?
Okay. So we have a Mandalorian in Grogu feature film that is coming on May 22nd, 2026. I'm very excited for this because obviously I'm a big Star Wars fan, but I also love little baby Yoda, Mr. Grogu, so much.
Yeah, peep the incredible outfit that Natasha made as high fashion Grogu.
Oh, yes, I did do high fashion
or,
Grogu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So good. Lives rent free in my head.
Thank you. But they showed footage at the Honda Center, and it included images or video of the Mandalorian. He calls Grogu his new apprentice, and it features plenty of action, plus a return of the Razor Crest ship and an appearance of Zeb Aurelius from Star Wars Rebels, which is an animated show. So I'm very excited for that. And then we have, I know back in the Marvel episode when we talked about like, oh yeah, there's going to be like new updated news about Marvel. Obviously, at Comic-Con, we had the RDJ news. Honestly, none of the Marvel news that they talked about, I think besides the thing that Christine has on the dock, really interests me. But we do have an update on the Ironheart series show, which will have 6 episodes in 2025. And it also stars Anthony Ramos, and he's from Hamilton, mm-hmm. in the new Twisters movie.
Yeah, but he's also a cheater.
Yeah, that's what I said last time.
Yeah, Natasha just said that. All right. Now, Daredevil, the show, Daredevil Reborn, mm-hmm. season 1, is going to be coming to Disney Plus in March. So, high hopes for that. I hope it's great since the cast is back. It's just really hard to live up to their first 3 seasons on Netflix.
I know. I really hope it's good. They showed a trailer at D23, but it's not out on socials or YouTube
yet.
Did
you see it?
No. I didn't get... Okay, this is a big drama that I will talk about in tea time. I didn't go to any of the Honda Center stuff. There were 250 creators invited to D23. Half of them got to go to Honda Center with... I'm going to be a brat here. With smaller numbers than me who weren't even part of the Disney crew, and I was not invited to the Honda Center. So I didn't see any of this stuff. So I can't really... I'm just, like, reporting on it from, like, outside of it. Because it was a fully...
Who do we fight?
Yeah, because so D23 is... D23 is a lot different this year. So because a lot of people want to go to these big showcases where they talk mm-hmm. about all of this, they had it at the Honda Center. And that's, like, where we have our Ducks games and all of that. Mm-hmm. And, like, concerts here in Orange County. So they bus people from the Anaheim Convention Center to fill up the Honda Center. And you could buy those tickets separately when you purchase tickets. Like, you didn't even have to go to the Anaheim Convention Center, or you could buy it all together. And so that's how they made it, like, for people to all go.
Did you see Lainey Wilson as Hannah Montana?
No, I didn't see any of that stuff. It's on Disney Plus.
I saw it on TikTok.
Yeah, that was my Roman Empire. I was like, okay, so all of my interests. She is a very famous country artist. I'm going to see her in like a week. Nice. I absolutely love her. She looks like Hannah Montana. And she did a cover of The Best of Both Worlds.
I was kind of confused as why Miley Cyrus didn't do the cover.
I think maybe...
Didn't do Best of Both Worlds.
Her vocal, like, she her vocals are different. Vocal injury right now, and her vocals are definitely different. But I don't think that would stop her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, her having Lainey Wilson do it to me seemed like she either had a vocal injury or she was like on vocal rest or something, because that's a big deal.
Yeah.
But they're friends, so I think that that's why it happened. Okay. But yeah, I would give my left tit to see that performance in live.
Everyone was like, oh, Miley Cyrus is going to perform. And then, like, she didn't perform. So a lot of people were disappointed. But I understand.
I would have been more excited.
Yeah.
Also, if Miley Cyrus ever did a Hannah Montana tour, which she should do, I think that shit would sell out. Like, I would be there too. Front row. Mm-hmm.
I would hawk up
more money for that than for Taylor Swift.
I wouldn't do that, but I would be excited to see it. This is exciting. Percy Jackson season 2 is coming.
Yeah.
Next year.
Woo! I'm rewatching it right now with the boyf.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's we both cute. Loved, like, we both read it growing up, so we're rewatching it together. It's so good.
They're doing
That's really nice.
Sea of Monsters. Is
yes.
the second book?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Rick Riordan
and they
came
really
out on
effed
stage.
Up that movie. So let's hope they do the TV show. I think they will.
What did you say, Natasha?
Rick Riordan came on stage with all the cast and announced it.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, that's He's such a good human.
And then they had their own special panel at the Anaheim Convention Center, and my friend Juju Straw Hat Goofy, he was the one who moderated it.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so cute.
I know.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. There was so much that was announced at D23. I think the other thing that's like, there's a new Star Wars TV show called Skeleton Crew with Jude Law. You know how we love Jude Law.
Hot.
And that's
What's he doing?
What?
What is that?
Okay, I read like a brief synopsis. It's about, I think, some like force users some like kids come upon this like sacred Jedi temple, and that's about it. That's all I know. It's coming December 3rd. But Jude Law is a star.
Oh my God, that's so soon.
I know.
That's crazy.
They like were holding on to this stuff. There's also, I think there was like a Stitch sequel.
That's the trend, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's more stuff that we'll talk about because we're talking about sequels and reboots. It was so funny. Everyone was like, when they announced all these titles on Friday night, because that was Friday was the big like movie and TV show showcase. And then Saturday was the Parks one. And then Sunday was Disney Legends with Miley Cyrus. The stuff that came out on Friday was like, sequel, 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 sequel. We have one new original film. Sequel. Like, it was just, there wasn't like any new stuff. It was all just
they're not taking any risks.
They're not taking, I was going to say, zero risks. Bob Iger back at the helm is like trying to reel in still, I think, the issues that happened when he was gone. And like, I just, the strike, absolutely. They're just like betting on what they know does well. I mean, I think they pulled some Marvel stuff back and brought back, you know, the Russo brothers brought back art. Like, they're trying so hard to fall back on what has been successful for them in the past.
Yeah. And I definitely understand that. But I was hoping they were going to announce, like, it's already been announced, but like the Hercules live action. Like, I was hoping for some news about that.
I thought
that
they were going to talk about the Broadway musical. Okay, so I've been waiting for Hercules to be a Broadway musical.
It is a Broadway.
For so long.
It's going to the West End.
Okay, it's going to the West End first, but it's not on Broadway yet. Okay.
No. Yeah, and then also the Rapunzel movie too. So, but I guess they wanted to wait.
Did they show or talk about the Rapunzel movie at all?
No, they just talked about the Snow White live action, and that's about it. And we got a teaser trailer from that. Have you all seen it?
Yeah, everyone was talking about the vocals from how good they were, and she was just like, ah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Rachel Zegler. Like, it's going to be good. The vocals are going to be good. That's the thing that she's going to knock out of the park every time.
I was seeing how everyone was upset about her Lord Farquaad hair, which I can't agree. It does look like Lord Farquaad.
Shit.
I thought it just looked like Snow White the cartoon.
Yeah, honestly, if we talk about, I mean, Snow White the cartoon, also Loki has Lord Farquaad hair.
Yeah. Well, okay, yeah. I did that hair at D23. Did I look like Lord Farquaad?
I didn't think she looked like Lord Farquaad, and I didn't think you looked like Lord Farquaad. I think
also,
people are
exaggerating.
Also, I think
your hair looked better than the cartoon's hair.
Oh, thank you.
We've got a couple more things. I had a book that was released called Attached at the Hip. It is a survivor rom-com adventure, and it is out everywhere now. And if you haven't already known that it existed, you can get it on any platform. You can get it at the library. It's an audiobook. And if you read it and enjoyed it, it's super, super helpful if you could review it on whatever platform you got it from. So reviewing it on Amazon is super helpful. Reviewing it on Barnes & Noble, reviewing it on like Audible, wherever you consumed it, really helpful to leave a review because it helps more people find the book, because it all works on like algorithms with reviews. The site will push stuff with more reviews to more people. So thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that. It really makes a difference. And I really appreciate your help in helping me continue to be an author.
Slay.
Blood Moon Ball is happening on October 26th. You guys should go get your tickets if you can come. It's in downtown LA. At a very pretty Gothic church, the First Congregational Church of Los Angeles. And we're super excited. We are going to have vendors. So if anyone is interested in vending at the ball, please send in a request form on lovesyria.com. And we'd love to have you. It's not going to be like the first ball where we have like panels and stuff. We're just going to have like an outside portion, and then we're going to have coat check. So if you purchase things and you want to dance and not hold on to it, you can
smart.
Yeah, we can check that for you.
You're so big brained.
Tickets are in the show notes if you don't have the link to the website. Mm-hmm. And so is everything else we talked about. There is a link in the show notes. RomanceCon is coming up so quickly. It is going to be September 6th and 7th in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. All three of us will be there doing a live show, doing a meetup, panels, all sorts of stuff. The link to get tickets to that is also in the show notes. Join us, won't you? A bunch of TFF listeners and patrons and us are going to be there. So it's going to be a TFF party.
I'm so excited.
We're so excited.
It's
going to
be literally so much fun.
Literally.
We still need to plan our outfits.
Yeah, we do. So. Last of the news today is Emily in Paris season. The final season is season 4 is about to drop August 15th. So I'm excited.
So excited. Wait, that's this week. That's in like, oh my God.
I'm so excited that the two of you are excited.
Well, it'll be dropped once this goes live. I guess you don't like Emily in Paris, but I get lots of fun out of that show.
No, I think it's silly. Like yeah. The pretentious French woman in me is like, oh, but
it's silly and I have a great time with it.
It's the fashion has gotten progressively crazier too, and I really enjoy that. I'm not gonna lie.
It
gets crazy. So cuckoo so bananas.
Yeah, it's my anti-anxiety show. Like I put it on, and it's comforting because it's so ridiculous.
I get such bad secondhand embarrassment from everything Emily does that I have anxiety watching it. So
wow, I feel nothing.
Yeah, everything she does, I'm like
amusement.
Yeah, I like curse in French at the TV. So,
all right, we're gonna roll right on into what right now. What books have you guys been reading?
Okay, I got through It Starts With Us in one night while I was sewing my bell gown.
Yeah, it's so
short. Oh my God,
it's so short. Yes, it was good. It like definitely not better than the first one, but I'm so glad like we got like a nice kind of conclusion with Atlas, and it was cute, guys. Like it was cute. There's not a ton of like trigger warnings. I think just like there's like one scene that happens, but nothing really happens because they are divorced. But it is interesting, the whole like child, like having, you know, the baby.
Custody battle thing is kind of a trigger warning if you've gone through a custody battle.
It's not a custody battle at all. There is no custody battle. Okay.
Because just the first chapter was giving custody issues.
They talked about the custody issues, but then, like, it was pretty peaceful.
Okay.
Yeah, like, everyone agreed to certain things. But, yeah, I did that in one night. I'm like, wow, that was quick. And then I started Yours Truly by Abby Jimenez. And, oh, my God, I'm having the greatest time reading this book. I'm almost done with it.
It's so good.
It's so good.
That's on my list.
I love that one so much.
Obviously finished just for the summer, so I'm going to do that one too.
I'm going down the line on her books.
Yeah. That's my plan as well.
They're so good.
And Christine read this a while ago, and she talked about how there's really good anxiety rep in it. And yes, there is, because the main character, I was like, whoa, this is Christine.
Oh my God.
Also, some of my other friends too. Like there's a whole portion where he talks about like how he needs to know like the parking situation, how he need like information on where he's staying and things like that. And like that's
the menu.
The menu, yeah. And like that's a couple of my friends too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe I need to read this to like get inside Christine's head, because
literally, yeah. I've never read something more close to my own things, and I didn't realize it was my anxiety. I was like, oh, this is an anxiety thing that I've been doing. But anyway, I love that book. It's so cute. It's the best.
Will I enjoy it as someone, not to sound super unrelatable and like an
no,
asshole?
Will
I enjoy it if I don't have anxiety? Okay.
You will. No, I don't have.
It's a love story, and it's a romance. It's really fun.
Yeah.
It's really funny too. Abby Jimenez is so funny. Like
she is very
so
funny.
Fucking funny.
Wait, Abby Jimenez has a cupcake shop. Ashley says
yeah,
that there's
you don't
a
know
cupcake
about that.
Shop outside of Minneapolis.
Yeah, she has two cupcake shops, I think.
That is
she won
so
a cupcake
romance
contest
author
on like the Cooking Channel or something.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I remember when there was like cupcakes were so popular and there was like several cupcake reality TV shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. One of those maybe. No,
probably. You just look
that.
look at the end of her book, and she talks about it. It's in her bio. Mm. But like, there's always a cameo of her cupcake shop in every single one of her books.
Mm. That's cute. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cupcake Wars. Yeah, Ashley just confirmed.
Cupcake Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So what an era.
She's
the
a
cupcake
woman of many
era
talents. I've been reading Slow Dance by Rainbow Rowell, and I forgot how like cutesy and like cinnamon rolly and shy her books are. Mm-hmm. And it's been so nice to like be back in her head. So I'm enjoying that. I'm not very far yet because I've been reading like 5 pages to 10 pages every night, but I'm enjoying it.
In the shower or?
Yeah, in the shower. But I read it outside of the shower too because I was enjoying it. So I just fell asleep in my bed reading it. And I'm excited to actually like be reading a book because it's been a while. What about you, Chloe?
I just finished It Happened One Summer by Tessa Bailey. And it's like a sea captain.
Oh, I read this.
High maintenance, bratty girl smut book. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. And then I just finished the second, which was Hook, Line, and Sinker. And it wasn't as good.
No.
But I do love that Tessa Bailey like has like siblings and books that are connected. And I just think that's so cute. I really like books like that. Like Elsie Silver's books are also mm-hmm. that way. And I find it so fun that you get a peek into the other books while you're reading, like, you know, I know you do this too a little bit, Christine, like you connect all your books. Yeah. So I think that's sweet. I'm also reading Throne of Glass. Nice. I've been lightly texting Christine updates. I'm currently on Assassin's Blade and I'm really struggling to
just
get through it.
Just don't read Assassin's Blade. You can audiobook that one.
I've been audiobooking.
It's still hard to get through them.
It is still hard to get through, but I loved Throne of Glass. And I loved Crown of Midnight. Mm-hmm.
Air Fire is excellent.
Yeah. I accidentally started it and then I was told to go back and I was like, okay, shit.
I would read it after Air Fire, honestly, but whatever. Okay.
Everyone has different feelings and opinions and it's so fucking stressful, so please.
I feel like mine are correct.
I'm mostly doing yours.
All right. So I just realized I didn't talk about what Slow Dance is about at all. And I kind of wanted to say that it takes place in 2006, which I find like really endearing because
okay,
Y2K. Yeah, it's just really, so I love reading stuff that takes place in a different year and like getting like all these little like glimpses of like the pop culture and the fashion and like
fun references.
The music. Yeah. All of those references.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
And I'm sure that this was when Rainbow Rowell was like 33, because the age is 33 of this character. So, and I love that she has no problem being like, I'm going to go back to this time so I can make like references that make sense. And I'm not going to just like make up references that make sense for people who are 33 right now. Anyway, so she is this woman who's divorced already at 33 and she has two little kids. And she's going to a wedding where like her kind of like high school sweetheart, like best friend. I don't know if anything ever happened with them yet, but like it's presumed that they like were in love in high school. Mm-hmm. He's there and she sees him again for the first time in a long time. And they start talking at the wedding and we go back and forth between their high school and now.
I picked it up at Meet Cute literally a couple days ago because you told me about it. Well, actually I saw it in your house and I was like, oh my god, Rainbow Rowell has a new book.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to read it. I like loved Attachments and I don't know if anything could ever beat it for me, but
You love it more than Fangirl?
I did.
Yeah. Wow. Me too. Mm-hmm.
Did you love, what about mm-hmm. Landline?
I liked Attachments the most.
And TV, what did we watch?
Okay.
No, I'm not watching TV.
Yeah.
Besides Percy Jackson.
I just kept watching Love Island. So I'm on season 5 of the UK version. That's nice. About it.
I can't believe you can understand them. I can't understand a single word they say.
What?
Maybe you get used to it as you watch them. I think you're really good at understanding English accents. Like my friend M, she's from Yorkshire. And every time she talks.
Oh, yeah. They're really intense.
Every time I have to slow down her voice memos and like listen to them multiple times. And I told her, I'm like, I can't with your accent. If any of you guys know who M is, she's like Draco Malfoy.
Oh my God, I met her at D23.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I told her to go find you.
I took a picture of us. I was meant to send it to you, but obviously it was busy.
Oh yeah, she's one of my closey friends. I love her so much, but yeah, I can barely understand her. So I make fun of her all the time, but she makes fun of my accent too. She's like, hi, I'm Chloe. I'm like, all right.
Maybe because I just grew up watching like UK stuff and.
Yeah, I think that's why, for sure.
know.
Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah.
I've been watching, like, instead, because I'm trying to write, so I didn't want to, like, get into a new show necessarily, but I've been watching, like, every episode of Hot Ones. I went and, like, found an article, like, the top so 20 good. Episodes of Hot Ones. I just watched, like, Shaq's episode and Florence Pugh and, like...
So good.
Oh, Conan O'Brien. He fucking goes berserk.
Oh, my God. No, that's my favorite episode. It's hard to watch because it's disgusting at the end.
I know.
But so funny. He's so, so funny.
Anyway, we're going to move on to our main discussion. But before that, we need to take a second and thank all of you out there listening. We appreciate our listeners so, so much. We couldn't do this without your support. If you don't already, we'd love it if you follow the podcast and your favorite podcast listening app for free, whether that be Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It's free and easy, and that way you don't miss an episode. And if you like to watch the show, we're on YouTube, youtube.com/@thoseworkingfangirls, where you could subscribe for free and catch the video version of the show every week. All the links are in our show notes if you don't have them yet. And if you don't know, we are a viewer-supported show financially. Like, we don't have sponsors. So we literally couldn't do this without our patrons. We have a Patreon. We have three tiers there. The $5 tier is called Team Jacob. And with that, you get the show ad-free. You get to come to live recordings and be a part of the conversation. When you hear us referencing names, we're talking to our patrons in the chat. There's 18 people here right now, which is so fun.
Oh, hey, friends.
And so that comes with Team Jacob. And you get Those Working Fangirls XL, which is... includes an extra half an hour show where we talk about more personal topics, stories about stuff that's going on in our lives. It's super fun. And there are 85 episodes of it waiting for you when you become a patron. So you can do that super easily. You can do a free trial for 7 days, see if you like it, try it out. Team Edward is our second tier. And that tier, you get bonus episodes. We've been releasing a lot of bonus stuff lately, and we have the bonus Q&A coming that we recorded AMA. We're excited about that. Christine in the chat says, and the extra show is so worth it. Yay. Mm-hmm. That's not me. It's a different Christine. But yeah, we love the patrons so much. We appreciate you guys so much, and we have so much fun chatting with them all the time. So if you want to become a part of that community, the show notes. The link is in the show notes. All right. We're going to move into the main discussion right after these messages. Unless you're a patron, we're going right in. All right.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Okay, we're back. Reboots and sequels, y'all. So I thought to kick off our discussion today, we could run through like a list of popular reboots and kind of just go like, I'm happy this happened, or we should have let this die. Mm-hmm. Or like the original was so much better. Ew, I hated
this. Is this
the
like
sequel.
Speed round?
Kind of like a speed back and forth, right? And we can like take turns, I guess, like reading the list here, or I don't know. Maybe I'll just read it so it goes faster. Okay. Twisters. Thoughts.
And after seeing the movie, I'm happy it happened.
Me too.
Enough of a gap for it to make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Gilmore Girls. The revival.
I think it needed to happen, but I also want
more. Yeah, me too. I wanted them to have like their end to the show because the writers lost control the last season, which really, really sucks. Mm-hmm. So they didn't get to end it the way they wanted it to. Chloe, did you watch it? You haven't seen. You didn't get there with your Gilmore Girls watch.
I couldn't watch all of it. I just, without the nostalgia, it's for yeah, me, it's like
it's not the same.
Also, we know that Chloe struggles with watching TV in general. So,
yeah. Let's see. Nicole says, "I think it needed to be needed to happen. I just wanted it to be better." Yeah, I wanted it to be better too.
Two episodes about a lot of these reboots and sequels on this list.
Two episodes were great. Two episodes were mediocre. It was sad because, like, Laura says she hated it. Laura says they should have let stuff happen during the jump instead of pretending they made no progress when we weren't watching. Yeah, yeah. I think we all agree with that.
That's valid.
Yeah. Like, Luke and Lorelai should have been fucking married.
They should have been married. I don't. That was ridiculous.
They weren't married?
No.
Oh,
no.
I'm not going to watch it for sure now.
They
what
get
the fuck?
Married.
They got married during the revival.
Okay.
But it sucks that they went all that time without being
that is like really please.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. They should have been married on June fucking 3rd, honestly, in the show.
The slowest burn that ever burned.
Mm-hmm. It was the slowest burn that ever burned. All right. Batman.
Which
they
Batman?
Need to stop making these.
Which wait, you have two Batmans on here. You have Batman.
There's lots of Batmans. I know. Well
which
one
is this?
This was the Dark Knight reboot, and then I put the Batman down at the bottom.
No, why do we need so many Batman movies?
Well, the Dark Knight trilogy is so fucking good. I'm so glad we have that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right, but did we need Rob Pattinson?
Yes, we did.
We needed
Robert
the
Pattinson's Batman. I will always come. I will always be supportive of this film.
Okay, never mind. I'm gonna swallow my feelings.
It's just an opinion.
Did it have to be like as long as it was?
No.
I think I liked it.
I feel like if it was gonna be that long, I wanted more Robert Pattinson in it. Like, we didn't get enough
perfect,
Robert.
And he could never do any wrong, and I love him so much.
Also, Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman, a vibe.
True. Very hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Spider-Man. You know, I'll just keep watching Spider-Man reboots forever.
I'll always watch Spider-Man.
Yeah, I don't feel as strongly about... Like, I love him. He's such a, like, he's so smooshy. And in every iteration, he's so smooshy.
I know. I love him always.
Well, I think that's my issue with Batman, because he's like, I don't know if I can do that all the time.
I'm Batman.
Please.
I like Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man. I love him. I was obsessed.
I think in true Gen Z fashion, I'm a Tom Holland girly.
I'm a Tom Holland girly.
Taya loves Andrew Garfield.
Andrew, mm-hmm. I know. Oh, we all know.
Taya just like assumed that he was everyone's favorite when we did our Marvel episode. I was like, what are you talking about?
I think he's the hottest.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, mm-hmm. But he's the least like Peter Parker-y in my head.
Yeah, I agree. He's almost too hot.
He mm-hmm. is too cool.
He doesn't bring the awkwardness.
All right, Toy Story.
Toy Story 2, better than Toy Story 1. But
agreed.
The rest of them,
do we really need that many?
Could have done without.
They just announced Toy Story 5.
I don't want any more Toy Stories. Like, stop making them. You're making them because it's easy to make merch and people buy it.
Yeah, yes. Oh my God. You know, I'm not going to lie. The second they introduced Sporky, I was like, no, gotta go. Gotta go.
That Toy Story was by far the worst Toy Story. I was like, there's no story
Sporky?
Here.
Sporky?
I was just like, this is such a weak story.
Also, when are we
going to
admit that
ones?
Lightyear was also bad? Like,
oh, Lightyear was bad.
Lightyear was bad. Even though
does that even count?
Buzz
as a Toy
Lightyear
Story?
Is kind of hot. Weird take, maybe. Maybe.
Toy Story 3 was like really good and had hot. A really like finite ending. Mm-hmm.
And it was
kind of
scary. Toy Story 3 was low-key scary.
It was.
It's
they
so
should have let that be the end. It was so emotional.
Yeah, I agree. Let it die.
Let the past die. Kill it if you have to.
All right. Shrek. Why are they making another Shrek?
No. They should make more Shreks.
I kind of have the same feeling because they're still
They're funny. Still good. Like,
they're okay, still good. I don't know. I did not like Shrek 4, and then I stopped watching Shrek because I love the first two so much.
Number 2 is better than
Shrek
number 1.
Shrek 3 is very
number
good.
Number 2 was so good. Shrek 3 was okay. I can't even remember Shrek 3 right now.
You know, I never watched any of the Puss in Boots.
I don't me neither.
Either. But they me, all
he's
said...
He's too sexy as a cat. He makes me so uncomfortable. Like, what is the accent? Why does he have boots? Like, I can't.
I love him.
And the eyes.
But everyone said the newest said Puss in Boots was phenomenal. Like,
I love
it's
that
at
for
the
them.
Top
I
of the charts
for
them. I need to watch it.
Shrek 2, though, is so good. It's so like good. That is the best Shrek. It's so
we
funny.
We just watched them all yeah. with our nephew, and it was so fun watching them with him.
Also, yeah. Shrek the Musical is super good. Like, they're just good.
No.
I don't know if Shrek the Musical is good.
Whoa, one of my favorite musical songs of all time is from Shrek the Musical.
I don't think I've heard any songs from Shrek the Musical.
I've heard nothing good about Shrek the Musical in my entire life.
Well, make your own opinions, Christine. How about that?
I don't like musical versions of movies that I've already liked as not musicals. I haven't had that happen where I've like gone
it's a Broadway
from regular
musical.
Film
oh my God. Okay, whatever.
To musical. So I just Mean Girls. That's on this list. I think they should have let it lie because I could not finish.
The musical version of Mean Girls is so good. Okay, but the Broadway version is so good.
I didn't like it on Broadway either. Oh. It was not funny and it wasn't the same vibe at all.
That is a crazy take. That is a crazy take.
As a
oh my God.
Of the original Mean Girls, it just wasn't. Like, the original musical Mean Girls is so funny, and the musical kind of, like, really dilutes the tone of the humor for me.
I can see that. And
I can see it. I can see it. But it's not. It's very good, though. I don't know.
I'm not saying
I don't
it's
think
bad.
It's,
I'm saying yeah. it just, like, doesn't feel the same. It doesn't feel like the same thing.
Musicals often can't be as funny as, like, just plain old movies because the music is driving a lot of the plot.
I know.
Aren't they doing a Legally Blonde musical? Like movie,
there already is one,
and it's really good.
No, no, the movie version of it.
Movie.
I thought they're doing a prequel.
Oh, yeah, I think they're doing a prequel
too. Yeah,
I'm
on Prime. Okay.
Which again, they need to stop making those Legally Blondes so bad. The twins.
Oh, the first one is the only good Legally Blonde.
The only good one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing about Mean Girls, the musical, the movie, is that the girl who plays Katie is not good. Like,
oh my God, so bad.
Musically talented, she is not.
Which they got the original Broadway Regina, or not the original Broadway Regina, but one of the Broadway Reginas, Renee Rapp, who is like Gen Z lesbian icon, who is one of the most talented singers, I think, in like just right now.
Mm-hmm.
And to put the girl who plays Katie next to her,
it's sad.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
Poor girl.
Christine says Christine from the chat says, wish Sabrina Carpenter played Katie.
Yeah, and Sabrina was her on Broadway. It makes zero sense. But also Sabrina, I feel like.
She was on Broadway?
Maybe too much money. Yes, Sabrina did a stint as Katie on Broadway.
So it was right before the pandemic. So she only got a really short run before they had to close it down.
Right, but like. Why wouldn't they let her reprise it in the musical? I think she just probably was too big of a check.
She was too busy and too expensive, yeah. I think. Thoughts on the continuing Star Wars reboots?
Yes.
Yes, but also slow down.
That's going very fast.
Especially, you know, we had the ones from the 70s into the early 80s, the originals. And then they rebooted it like 20 years later in early 2000s. Mm-hmm. And then 2014? So then 10 years later for the new ones. And now like all the Star Wars content is coming out now.
I was about to say, slow down now. I think that the movies all had a sufficient amount of time in between each of the trilogies, like in the terms of the originals to the prequels to the, you know, what
the
is
sequels.
That called? What's the Rey? The sequels. I think that was enough time, but now it's too much too fast.
Yeah, there's Andor, there's Acolyte, which I haven't even watched yet, which I would like to watch.
Mandalorian.
I want
to watch it too because I heard it's hot.
Yeah. Yeah. What's his face is in it? The guy that you like, yeah. Christine.
Yeah, I know.
The sexy Asian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chloe Acolyte is made for you. I will watch it. Maybe Christine and I can watch it and we can thirst after the villain.
Danny Jacinto. If I liked Star Wars at all, I would have already watched it.
Oh, you said, Natasha, you said you haven't watched it?
No, because it's been coming. It came out during our busy season, and Alex and I haven't been able to sit down. Okay, well, then
let's watch it together. Can I come?
Yeah, please. Okay. I don't know. I think the sequels were necessary for me to become a Star Wars fan because I was not a Star Wars fan until we had the sequels with Rey and Kylo.
I'm glad they had the Rey sequels for sure.
Me too. Me too. I think that it was a huge step for female characters in Star Wars.
Yeah. 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 Okay. What about James Cameron's Avatars? Because I feel like maybe we should let this die.
I think so too.
They do so well though, they're not gonna let it die.
I know.
They make so much money, dude. They make so much money.
It's just like so much money is going into this thing that's like
also they're like, well, Disney's not gonna stop making them as long as they bring
that's very true
the amount people of money to the they
parks
bring. Yeah,
the parks and also to the theaters. We're getting a whole Avatar land in DCA, Disney California Adventure, that was announced.
What?
Yeah, they're expanding on Avengers Campus.
That's good because Avengers Campus is literally nothing right now.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
It's dinky. It's a shop and it's like some meetup points. I would rather them. I mean, maybe this is like the true. Like, I would rather them bring a different franchise than Avatar.
I agree. I don't know which one, but I would like something different.
I mean, if we're going for like tropical vibes, like I would rather have Moana be a centered land.
Mm-hmm. That'd be nice.
But I guess it's hard to do an entire land around one thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think Avatar is just so imaginative that it is nice.
Yeah, and it's cool. It is. And it'll be cool. It'll be cool for sure.
Yeah, the new Avatar title is called Fire and Ash, and it just reminds me of all like the romance books we read.
That's literally
all the YA titles that have ever existed. Yeah. I was like, really? Fire and Ash? We haven't heard that enough in the last 20 years.
Also, like, Fire and Ash, isn't that like so, like, I don't know.
It just also sounds like fucking Game of Thrones, a Song of Ice and Fire. Like, just stop with the fire and the ash.
Stop with the fire
and the flames and the ice.
Yeah, Lord Avatar, fire and ash.
They were underwater. No,
no, that was the second one. The world of water, water world. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, so now they're doing the fire. Okay.
Yeah, Laura said Avatar, Fire and Ash by Jennifer L. Armentrout.
Metal says I've been waiting for Disney to make Treasure Planet land since 2002. That would be
girl
a freaking Atlantis.
Atlantis. Mm-hmm. That's a much better idea. Mm-hmm. The thing is they never would because I those feel like for some reason, even though they're Disney, they're kind of like cult classics, low key.
Yeah, like Treasure Planet's
so good. Oh my god,
Treasure Planet's really good. It's Alex's favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Paul loves
that,
it too.
That is so.
Oh, okay, so Laura says, I think they're making a villain's world. They are. They actually announced that 2 years ago when I was there, and then they confirmed it, I guess, here.
That's really cool. That's really cool. That's really cool. I'm excited. Mm-hmm.
Charlie's Angels.
Oh, meh. No.
No. Well, I'm glad they did the Cameron Diaz. The
Cameron Diaz one.
Yeah, those are great. But the new one with Kristen Stewart didn't hit at all for me, which is sad.
They should do a TV show, not a movie. Like the originals.
The Disney live actions, I don't like them.
I have two favorites. So most of them I love. Some of them I hate.
A lot of them I'm just very disappointed in when I watch them. Like, I was bored.
I'm like, I feel like so many of them happen where I'm like, oh my god, that happened. Like The Lion King, Jungle Book.
I haven't.
Cinderella. Yeah. Like so many of them happened, and I'm like, oh shit.
It's just what they're doing now. It's just it. That's the new Disney movies.
Yeah, I don't have any strong feelings about them. I think they need to make new movies, but I don't think they will. So
they're doing a live action How to Train Your Dragon that actually looks really promising, and I'm so excited for it. Sorry, that's on my list of like things that are up and coming, but I'm so excited because I love How to Train Your Dragon so much. And the same director's directing
it. I'm going to cry. I'm going to fucking cry. Oh my God. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, and Gerald Butler is going to play the King of the Dragons like he does in the cartoon. The King of the Dragon people, the Viking people.
Wow.
Viking
people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing.
This is my fucking Roman Empire. You guys have no idea.
How did you not know this?
Toothless is right there. You know what? I think I did know it. And I shared it on my Instagram story, but I forgot.
You forgot and re-remembered.
And now I just re-remembered. And I swear to fucking God. First of all, Hiccup. Hot.
He is hot.
So hot. He is so fucking hot.
I love Hiccup.
And he grew up with me, okay? It was appropriate for me to like Hiccup in the first one. It was appropriate for me to like Hiccup in the second one. And then it was appropriate for me to like Hiccup in the third. And I fucking love them for that. I swear to God. And Astrid.
She's so hot.
Astrid was literally like my girl crush, bad bitch. I wanted to be exactly like her.
Yes, she's so cool. Okay, she's also so cool. The third, they're all good, but like they really brought it home with the third one. That was fucking an emotional journey. I came out of that sobbing.
No, I am so deep on How to Train Your Dragon. I have all the like lore books and No, you guys have no fucking idea. I can't even speak. I'm so excited.
Elisa, yeah, she's reading a Raylo Dromini How to Train Your Dragon fanfic. What?
That's Elise, I love how you find the most
niche,
specific niche fucking fanfic nonsense, and then you send it to me, and I love you for that.
A Star is Born.
I love the A Star is Born remake, so I'm happy that I would have never watched the old ones, so...
I loved the old one.
Yeah, I watched Barbara.
I loved the old one.
I tried watching the one with Dorothy from Wizard of Oz. Judy Garland. And I was like, no thanks. I also watched some of the one with...
I think you have to like love old movies and grow up on old movies to be able to go back. Me too, baby. Me too.
Yeah. Because our parents are old.
Our parents are old as fuck, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Actually, Christine and Mara Armand were the same age.
Yeah, our parents are the same age, but they didn't like watch old movies.
Are my parents older than both of your parents?
Mm-hmm. My mom had she loved old movies. I've seen a ton. Mm-hmm. Okay, Top Gun, the new one.
That was fun.
That was way better.
I couldn't give a rat's ass. About the Top Gun movies, and I think Tom Cruise is fucking boring.
I enjoyed that movie.
I hate him. Actually,
have you watched it though? It was
I watched at least three of the Top Guns, fucking against my will.
There's only two Top Guns.
What about the?
You're thinking about Mission Impossible.
No.
Oh, yes. I am thinking about Mission Impossible. Oh, okay. You are right.
That's how
you
feel about it.
Yeah. Top Gun is definitely better than Mission Impossible.
It is.
I still kind of hate Tom Cruise, though.
Well, Mission Impossible is on my favorite.
Is it really? I have watched those movies against my will because of
men. Mission Impossible movies.
I'm so bored when I watch those movies.
That is so... pick me of you, like I believe you. I'm not being mad at you. I just think that is crazy.
They're the ones so that I've fun. Seen
I only saw with boyfriends.
You need to put that on your fucking Hinge profile. Love the Mission Impossible movies, bro. Fuck yeah. It's crazy. Tom Cruise like is actually gives me the ick. Like I would love to like not be
Tiffany.
Like, I feel
also
as though
agrees with me.
Yeah. Oh well, Tiffany, you should put on your Hinge profile. It's like that's I love that for you.
I mean, like, there's fun moments like when we're watching them, but I just always think that I'm like, when is it over now?
Oh my gosh. Okay, next. Jurassic World.
Jurassic World. I don't love the new ones, but like I want Jurassic Park to be in my life because I love dinosaurs, so I'm okay with it.
I like the first Jurassic World, and that's it.
It was entertaining.
I would rather watch a dinosaur documentary than the last one, and that's how I know I didn't like it.
Laura said I want all the dinosaurs eating people. Same. The last one was so ridiculous, and I knew it was going to be ridiculous, and I was watching it, like, on Peacock, so, and I was just, like, having the best time, because I was like, this is so stupid, I love it.
I like the YouTube breakdowns from paleontologists and dinosaur experts on how crazy Jurassic World and Jurassic Park
Jurassic
is. Like, though, that's so
okay,
fun to me.
Jurassic World Domination, the last one, I swear to God, there were Twilight references in it. And I kept being like, Twilight reference!
Don't you think you know it so well that everything could be a reference if you try?
Well, no. You know the... What's her name? Oh, my God. I'm blanking on her name. Natasha, what's her name? Red hair?
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Bryce Dallas Howard! There is a literal shot, just like a clip, where she's coming out of the water with, like, her head really slowly. And I'm like, this is a Twilight reference. It's Victoria coming out of the water. I can't.
You should look at the staff credits and if they line up. Ask ChatGPT.
Just line up the shots.
The shots. Yeah. It's the same shot. Yeah.
Jumanji!
I love Jumanji, and I have enjoyed... Wait, did I see the second one? I don't think I did.
I saw it in an airplane. Airplane movies. Jumanjis are airplane movies.
Well, the first Jumanji is actually amazing.
It's
and
so good.
One of my go-to faves.
Robin Williams.
Yeah. I agree.
He's
the
amazing.
The original Jumanji is fire. The second one...
And the other ones
too.
Are just like fluffy fun.
Yeah.
All right. That's our list of like hot take thoughts. Now I want to talk about like what are our favorite reboots / sequels of all time? Or favorites that come to mind, because I always find it very hard to think of all time because there's so many. So like which, let's just kind of rotate around. Like what's one of your favorites, Natasha?
The Mummy.
Okay, I didn't even know The Mummy was a reboot. I kept seeing this pop up when I was Googling.
Well, because so like in the, you know, Frankenstein, it's Universal and all those like old monster movies. So it was an old monster movie and then they remade it in 1999.
It's another like, fucking Tom Cruise movie.
Tom Cruise is not in that movie.
Isn't he in the reboot? He's
in the reboot of the third one. It's Brendan Fraser in the 1999 version.
Oh, okay, sorry.
And no, I don't like the newest one, but no, the one.
No, Brendan Fraser's hot.
He's so metal. Hot. I'm starting to think Chloe doesn't know who Tom Cruise is.
I don't care. I hate him. No, I do know who he is. The Scientologist.
He is in the one from like 2013 or 2014.
And he's really short. I do know who Tom Cruise is.
So The Mummy is one of my favorite movies of all time. And it's a really good reboot.
Brendan Fraser is hot in The Mummy. And
yeah,
I'm sorry.
He was my like first crush as like a six-year-old.
Yeah, and Tarzan, I thought he was so cute.
Tarzan.
Wait, no, George of the Jungle. George of the Jungle, strong as he can be.
That was peak millennial right there.
Loved it.
So I'm gonna say this. Laura said Pride and Prejudice. Of course, that's number one, baby.
Given
2005. Yeah, everyone's like, I love the 1998 version, the TV show with Colin Firth. Yeah, Colin Firth is definitely giving more Darcy, but I love the 2005.
The top of my list is The Parent Trap.
So good.
This is a perfect reboot.
It is. It's freaking perfect.
It is. It's so good. And then right under that for like my favorite sequels are the Sunrise trilogy. I just think this is a genius trilogy. It's been 10 years this year and I'm like hoping a fourth one's going to pop up. If anyone doesn't know, Richard Linklater
did.
Okay. Oh. It's my favorite movies of all time, so I don't watch them with anybody, and I usually don't tell anybody about them because I don't want to hear anything bad. But if anyone doesn't like them, but I think they're fantastic.
You hear and that, chat?
The writing is so good. I feel like everybody loves them who's seen them. And so, Chloe, the first one, it came out in 1994. It's Ethan Hawke and Julie... I forget her last name, Delphi or something. And it's these two people on a train going through like Vienna. And the Ethan Hawke has a ticket to go back to America. He's American and he is from out of Vienna. So he's getting off the train. And is it Vienna? Now I'm second guessing it. It might not be Vienna. Wherever it is in Europe. Okay. And they start talking before he gets off and they're hitting it off. And he's like, do you want to get off the train with me and just like walk around with me? Because I don't have a hotel and I'm just like leaving in the morning. And she is like, okay. And they spend the night walking around this European city, talking about all this stuff, like just having wonderful conversations and falling in love. And then at the end of the movie, he has to get on the plane and I won't tell you what happens. But then the next movie, right, comes out 10 years later, and it's 10 years later in both of their lives. And then the next movie is 10 years later, and they're 10 years older. Like, it's so cool.
Okay. I'll look into it, and I won't tell you how I feel unless I'm really like it. How about that?
Thank you.
Got you, so babe. Good. Tom Cruise isn't in it, right?
Nope. Literally, it's two people falling in love and having, like, really great, adorable, philosophical conversations, and I fucking love it.
I fucking love it.
It's everything I ever want to see in a movie. All right. Natasha, you have some more?
Yes. Okay. So Laura asked me, or someone asked me in the chat, what my favorite Disney live actions are. I have seen Beauty and the Beast probably 15 times, the live action. I know her voice is auto-tuned. I understand that. I still love the music. I love Dan Stevens. My favorite song of all Beauty and the Beast is like, never out of sight. Now I know so she'll never leave me. That one. Love that
so
song.
So good. So good.
And I fucking hate the dress. So I just kind of...
You literally made a better looking one.
Thank you.
In so little time.
Thank you. It was a short version of it. But I love...
Still better.
I love the live action version of Beauty and the Beast. And I love Cinderella. I think it's like just so romantic and so good. And that dress was beautiful.
Yeah, that Cinderella dress lives rent-free in my head. And low-key, yes. I think it's like the inspo for my wedding dress.
Oh.
Everyone was like on fire about that dress. Like, wait till you see it. And I was just like, it's a dress.
Okay, Christine.
Well, you don't see
care.
The vision.
Good. You're quoting me.
We went into Joanne's, Natasha and I. And
Natasha told me the story. She's like, Chloe was like, ew.
You didn't end up getting that fabric, I don't think so.
Which fabric was it?
It's the one where you're like, you don't see the vision. And
no,
you didn't mean
I did get that fabric. It was the like the brocade one. And I put the overlay on top of it.
Like, you didn't put the overlay on top of it. You're right. I didn't see the vision. I admitted it. I told her I don't see the vision. I thought it kind of looked boogery, but you made it beautiful. So good for Tasha. I don't know.
Adel agrees with me that it's just a blue dress.
You guys obviously don't have an eye for fashion. Anyways, or costume.
I think we just don't love Cinderella's dress.
Holy shit. What just happened? Oh my fucking god. That's crazy.
Don't have an eye for fashion.
Well, it's not fashion. It's more like costumes. Like having appreciation for like how big the dress is, how many layers go into it, like the way it flows.
I'm not into it. So yeah, that's what it is. I don't know anything about it.
I think that's funny because the Amazon dress that you got for the Love Stereo ball is like a direct knockoff of said Cinderella dress.
I literally was just like, what color should I get this dress in? Blue looks nice with my skin tone, I guess.
Also, I do think though the Little Mermaid movie kind of knocked those two down, and I think that's my new favorite live action. I like all
the
princess.
I think it's by far the best one.
Yeah, and I love all the new songs and that we actually get to hear her thoughts while she's mute. And actually, like, it makes sense why they fall in love in the live action instead of him just falling in love with a mute girl
who says nothing and does nothing.
It does. They made the plot better. They made Eric way more likable. Mm-hmm. I thought that it was, and this is like maybe a hot take, I did not think any of the other live actions were good.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I love them.
All right, a couple more on my list. Westworld season one is a reboot of the movie Westworld from I think the 70s or something. It is so fucking good. If someone here hasn't heard me rave about Westworld season one, it is one of the most amazing seasons of any television show I've ever seen in my life. It stands alone. Just watch the first season. I've watched it 3 times. I need to watch it again. I miss it. I went to HBO Max to fucking watch it, and they've sold it to like a different streamer.
Yep.
So you can't even watch it on Max.
Story of my fucking life, man.
I'm so
annoyed. That's crazy.
I also love Rat Race, which was a remake of Mad Mad World that came out also, I believe, like 60s, 70s or something.
I've never seen Rat Race.
I love Rat Race. Oh my god, and it ends with like all stuff. Oh my god, it's so good. It's so silly and so fun. It's a race. Okay, if you don't know what Rat Race is, it's in Vegas. This one casino is like when you are playing the slots or something, they're giving out like a gold coin, and it's kind of like you got the golden ticket, and it says to like meet in this like VIP room on the top floor. So these like seven people go up to that room, and the owner of the casino is up there, and he's like, congratulations, you have won the chance to win $1 million. I hid it in a locker in Arizona. Here's the key to the locker. Whoever gets there first wins.
Wow.
And they're just all like, huh? And he's like, go. They all kind of stand there for a second, and it's like a bunch, like a cast of characters you will recognize. Like, there are all these actors in it that are you're gonna recognize. I love the pilot too, Deborah. And so at first they're like, oh, I'm not gonna do this, this is a scam. And then they all start racing for, because they're in Nevada and they have to get down to New Mexico, and it's whoever gets there first gets the $1 million. And all this crazy shit happens, and it's so funny. And all these like really high rollers, what they don't know, are betting on who's going to win the $1 million. So it's like he's using it as like a tactic to get all his really like big gamblers to spend money betting on them.
Oh, okay.
I feel like you have watched so much TV.
Yeah, Laura said it's Squid Game with no murder.
And so many movies that I have never heard of in my fucking life.
This one came out, I think, in 1999 or 2000.
Well, it's really good. I was born that day.
If you ever have a night where you want to watch something like really fun and ridiculous and silly and like hilarious, go watch it.
Okay.
I'm just going to text you every time. I'm like, what do I watch?
Wait, have you seen The Mummy?
The original one, yes.
Okay.
But the forefront of my brain was the Tom Cruise one, so. I think I'm so triggered by that, man. I don't know why.
All right. I think, Natasha, are there anyone more you want to touch on before we go into what's coming up?
Yes, I do. Okay. So, okay. Star Trek with Chris Pine, those are so fun, especially the second one. One of my like favorite movies to watch.
The second one is really good. I like that one.
That's one with Benedict Cumberbatch, and he's hot in it.
He's hot in it?
Yes, he is hot in it.
I gotta look that up because I do not remember that.
He was like spicy. Like, he was like, you know, he's like the villain. He's like hot. You know,
he's like the villain. He's like hot.
Spock. No, he doesn't play Spock. What? No. What does he play?
No, he plays a villain. Yeah.
The famous one. Anyways, okay.
I forget his name.
Little Women. I've seen all the iterations of Little Women, and the Greta Gerwig one is my favorite. So.
Oh, he is hot.
It's really good.
Oh, I doubted you, but he is hot in this.
Yep.
I don't remember what he looks like.
He's hot. Look.
I'm gonna look. I can't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
I agree. Greta Gerwig's version is the best, and me also too. I think the most honest adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also the only one that feels like it captured Louisa May Alcott's like real voice vibes. As a woman. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is controversial, but the remake of Sabrina in 1995 with Harrison Ford, I love that. Have you guys ever watched it? So the original Sabrina is with Audrey Hepburn and Humphrey Bogart.
Talks about this.
And the 1995 version just feels like with Harrison Ford, because like there's like a big age difference between the two. But it just like Harrison Ford's hot, you know?
I know. Harrison Ford could spit on me, step on me.
Yeah.
Like,
he's so old.
Okay, well, now he is.
Now,
but then.
No. He could do it now. I was texting M when she was in the same room as Harrison Ford. And I was like, is he still so hot? And she was like, yeah, he is. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah. So anyways, he's in that one. And it's so good. So if you haven't watched that, do yourself a favor. You'll love it. It's got all like the romance tropes in it, okay? And my last one I think I want to put down is X-Men First Class. I love the X-Men movies. We actually just watched the first one last night. But when they rebooted it with like Jennifer Lawrence and Michael Fassbender.
Nicholas Holt.
Like,
and actually gave some story to like Magneto and on all of these guys instead of just making them, you know, like horrible villains. I love that movie. I think it's so good. And then Days of Future Past. Oh, it's the best X-Men movie.
I liked First Class. I remember I watched Future Past on a plane and I wasn't blown away, but it could be that I didn't remember things from the other movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I have Mission Impossible as one of my favorites. So you know what? Fuck you all. I love those movies.
I love you. Thank you. I love that you love them. And I think that some hot guy will probably love that you love them too.
All right. We've got about 9 minutes to kind of talk about what we're excited for that's upcoming in terms of reboots and sequels. I'm so excited for the Joker, like Foyler or whatever, with Lady Gaga the guy that plays the Joker that I can't remember his name.
Joaquin Phoenix.
I love everything that Gaga involves herself in, and this is the perfect role for her. Like, I just think Harley Quinn being musical is absolutely perfect for her. I'm so excited.
You're right. The Joker is like actually the scariest villain to me of all time.
Yeah.
So I do not think I'll watch it because I think I'll probably cry and be scared. But I do think that Lady Gaga is going to make art. Period.
Yeah, she is.
I'm really excited for Highlander with Henry Cavill.
Shocker. Wow. I'm shocked. Are you shocked, Christine?
It's Henry Cavill playing a Scottish man.
This movie was
made for you, brother.
Yeah, I hope that his bulging thighs are the main character.
And he's going to have a long ass wig. This is like my fantasy. I hope I fucking get invited to this premiere. This would be the ultimate dream.
No, we're manifesting it. Put it out there. It's already happening. You're going to the premiere. You're going to meet him. It's going to be awesome.
So excited for that. Christine, did you know that they're remaking Clue with Ryan Reynolds?
Okay, I literally just saw this and got so excited. What do you mean? Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah. So Clue's like one of Christine's favorite movies.
Is he making it?
He is.
Is Ryan Reynolds making it?
Yes.
No shit.
Yeah.
This is going to be so good.
I love how Ryan Reynolds is like, I'm going to make it. I'm going to put myself in it.
Yeah. Because he'd slay in it. It's a perfect role for him. Yeah, are you kidding?
It is. But I just love
any
just
character. I wonder if he's going to play the butler, because I could see him doing that for sure. Yeah. I'm very excited. Okay, Tiffany, I saw that there's a version of Clue playing like in the LA area right now. And I was like, should I get tickets to that? And I completely forgot until you just mentioned it right now. So I should look that up.
Okay, what do we all think about the Twilight cartoon animation?
I'm scared, I'm going to watch it.
I'm going to watch it. I'm also scared. I don't think it needed to be remade at all.
I think I would love a TV show because there's so many other characters we could learn about.
Yep.
But
if it like was a TV show that like went off and did its own thing and it like extrapolated and expanded on. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Laura, any Twilight content straight to my veins. Harry Potter on Max.
We all know how I feel about this. We all know that Chloe is excited.
I'm going to watch it.
Chloe's going to cry. Chloe is going to make an event out of every single episode. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have a lot of opinions. A lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just say, I don't know how a Harry Potter fan can, like, not watch it. Like, I don't.
No,
I don't,
no, you have to watch it. We might hate it, though. And I'm preparing myself for that.
Yeah. I really wish that Rowling wasn't attached to it at all. But
they're trying really hard. They're trying really hard. Yeah. But it's going to be check of a lifetime for her to get out of that.
Yeah. There is no way.
As long as they get like a really excellent showrunner, like what's her name? Moira. The woman that just signed on for Fourth Wing, which I wonder if she's
going to
be. They just need a showrunner of that.
Wait,
caliber.
Tiffany said they announced the lady who's adapting it, but she forgot her name.
Oh, well, I'm glad it's a lady, and I hope she's a fan. Like, that's all that I care about.
Anything else anybody wants to touch on here? I'm excited for Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
Freaky Friday. I love seeing...
So excited.
Okay, I don't know who did Lindsay Lohan's face, redid it, but she looks so much better now. Her
Probably
face
someone
was
in Dubai.
A mess. people from whatever, whoever had done it before. And yeah. Now it looks like her-ish again, and I'm just really glad.
I'm excited for Zootopia, too, because I love the first one.
Me, too. I love Jennifer Goodwin. I loved the first one. I'm nervous, though, that Nick and...
Officer Hops and Nick...
I am scared they're going to be a couple.
I don't know. Maybe.
Like, I wanted that at the end of Zootopia 1, but thinking about the logistics, I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Well, we're going to wrap this up with a quick Mary Kiss Cliff. Oh my God, we have so much to talk about in tea time today. So much stuff. Like, this is just like a couple things from me, but like Natasha has all the stuff from Disney. Oh, crazy. All right. Mary Kiss Cliff, the Jurassic Park franchise, the Star Wars franchise, and the Twilight franchise.
Oh no.
I know. I was trying to make it really hard, but I feel like I know what you're going to delete.
Oh, this is so easy for me.
Okay. I'm going to marry the Twilight franchise, going to kiss the Star Wars franchise, and Cliff the Jurassic Park franchise.
Yeah, I knew that was happening. I am going to marry Twilight, kiss Jurassic Park, and Cliff Star Wars.
I'm going to marry Star Wars, kiss Twilight, and Cliff Jurassic Park.
Wow, Mary Star Wars? I didn't know you were that big of a Star Wars fan.
Wow. Cliff Jurassic Park.
Prefer Star Wars both to Twilight you. As a whole by a lot.
Yes.
Sorry.
All right. Well, that was easier for all of us than we thought it was going to be. Sorry. All right, y'all. That is our show. If there's anything that we didn't mention that you really, really love, we'd love to hear it in the comments. As far as reboots and sequels, also, or like, that you're excited for. What do you want rebooted
that, like, hasn't been?
Yeah. Mm. We've got Percy Jackson. That one we didn't mention, but I am so happy about that.
Because it's so good. Like, they're just doing it so well. And honestly, the bar is literally in the underworld for Sea of Monsters. So they're gonna probably do it so well.
All right. So our show comes out every Friday. If you did not know, there's new episodes every Friday, so make sure you are following for free in your favorite podcasting app. The show is edited by Natasha Polis, Christine Riccio, Alex Polis, and Ricky McBrayer. Our music is by Cole Jenkins with vocals by Heather Traska. Our socials are done by Chloe Laverson. Make sure you're following us.
Hater.
Make sure you're following us on at Those Working Fair Girls on Instagram, TikTok, wherever you like, to keep up with the show and be a part of different things that happen. And that's where we're going to go record Fangirl Tea Time. It's going to be a hoot. So if you're a patron, that's coming up. If not, we will see you next week. Thank you so much for being here with us. I'm Christine.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Chloe.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.